Well, I've been trying to finish organizing and cleaning my apartment, and I've been thinking about taking out my tarot cards. As of late, I've been feeling a lot of things right now. Have a lot of full energy that I'm feeling, and not sure where it's coming from or where it's going or anything of that nature. So I almost want to kick them out and do a reading and see if it's pulling me towards anything that may help me. Also, it reminds me of looking at my tarot cards of my past relationships, which is primarily what I'm going to be talking about the next 2 minutes, hopefully. Might have to do a part two. I've had quite a few boyfriends since I've started at 19. I'm up to number 8. Yes, number 8. One of them that I've had was verbally abusive, possessive, controlling. You mentioned the word, and that was him. But he knew my every move somehow. Don't know how, but he did. Like, he'll know if I tell him, "Oh, I'm at home," and I really wasn't at home. He just knew that I was lying to him somehow. He didn't like the fact that I was hanging out with the ex-boyfriend of mine previous to him, which nothing really happened. We were just good friends. And then he told me a lot more about him, and I got more into my tarot cards through that ex-boyfriend. And that's where I knew premonitions and predictions. And in 56 seconds, the guy after him was a magus, which is a spiritual type of a person who was an alcoholic, which is why I don't drink that much these days. But he pretty much was scared of what I knew and what I didn't know, so he pretty much closed himself off from me, so knowing bits and pieces were hard. He wouldn't let me do a reading out of him. And I pretty much knew what bar he would be at. Would it be a surprise? There were two that I knew that he would be at every single night till 4 in the morning. So yeah, dating have been a little bit on the difficult side, and I got 7 seconds. So I will sign out, and I will have to do a part two. So, signing out.